Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher on the line. Coffee, Country, and Cody. Hello, old boy. It's Bill Cody on this end.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, I haven't felt good enough to climb Mount Kilimanjaro or anything like that, but I felt pretty good when I got up this morning.
Well, good. Yeah, it's probably a little steeper than your stairway.
I want to talk about that in just a moment. We've been giving away tickets to your great event this weekend. Of course, this is the 11th annual Comcast Jeff Fisher and Friends Charity Celebrity Softball Game, set for Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Greer, and we're giving away tickets. Let's talk about that first, and we'll get caught up on the life and times of Jeff Fisher. How long ago? So 11 years ago, what were the circumstances that started this softball tournament?
Well, you know what? When the organization came to town, I'll try to make the story short. We came to town, we noticed the level of involvement with the music industry and the community. And, you know, we wanted to, you know, the organization obviously has done tremendous amounts of things. And I wanted to do something different. It wasn't that golf tournament type thing. I wanted to do something different. So we started a softball game. And it really has it's become a great event. But it's become a lot of fun, unfortunately. You know, as we say, this is probably the last one. But, you know, last year we celebrated our 10th anniversary. And so many players have come and gone through the game and artists have played. It's just become a great opportunity for fans to come out and see the players without their helmets on and see them doing something different than they're used to doing. And some of them not very well, some of them do it very well.
Your record, this is Jeff Fisher's, I'm looking at the statistics here because they keep track of these sort of things, Coach, just like back there when you were in the NFL. Softball game record, 8-1-1 over NFL special teams coach Alan Music City Miracle Lowry.
Yes, I gave up last, didn't give up, quit, but I conceded last year. He was just too strong. So since this is the final one, I can pretty much just assure a victory. So.
Jeff Fisher and friends, if you just joined us, former Titans head coach Jeff Fisher is in the charities. He's on the line this morning. The charities, there are several of them in our community. You want to touch on those?
Yes. First and foremost, we're going to honor this year the Wounded Warrior Project, which we'll talk about in a minute. And then, of course, Mercy Ministries, who has been a recipient since we started. Catch a Dream. Catch a Dream is the outdoor version of Make-A-Wish. It's a great charity. Yeah, kids can go fishing or hunting or that kind of thing. It's really a tremendous charity. And there's several others. The National Children's Alliance, which I've been involved with the last couple of years. So, you know, the charities are great. It's a great opportunity for, you know, the people associated with the charities, the employees, you know, the volunteers to come out. And we give back as much as we can.
I see Vince Gill, Kenny Chesney, Michael W. Smith among the music names. Who are some of your sports buddies that are Titans as well as other professionals?
They're all mostly Titans. You know, we've had, Jordan Tutu's been out from the Preds. We've had several other players, Preds over the years, come out. This year, I think we're going to have just mainly current Titan players, and then we've got a list of former Titan players: Eddie George, Frank Wycheck, Kevin Dyson. All the guys are going to come out. The Miss City Miracle guys are coming out, so it should be a great opportunity. So a lot of these guys have not met some of the younger players.
Jeff, this is Charlie. You mentioned the Predators. Pete Weber, their play-by-play guy, is going to be there too. And my wife and I were at a Preds game late in the season. They were hosting the Edmonton Oilers, and on the beautiful Jumbotron at Bridgestone Arena, they showed you, and I'm not kidding you, about 5 seconds later, 17,000 people were in a spontaneous standing ovation. I cannot imagine how cool that must have been from where you were sitting.
Well, yeah, it was something I'll never forget. You know, it was just a few days after, you know, I decided to take some time off, and the first time I think I'd been out and publicly, and it was a special moment. Yeah, I was very much honored by all the fans there.
Think back over the last few months. What moment in time did it sink in? Oh,
well,
goodness,
you
I'm
know,
no longer it, the head coach.
Yeah, it was, you know, several weeks after. What's happened, you know, it's a difficult time in the National Football League with the lockout and the labor stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And I think as soon as the calendar year started, it was supposed to start, that's when it kind of sunk in, you know, because I thought, you know what, these aren't my issues anymore. These aren't my problems. They're going to get worked out, but I just didn't have to, you know, do the day-to-day, you know, focus the day-to-day attention on it.
What about the strike? Just quickly, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to play?
Well, they're, you know, we've, from all that we've seen and heard, they're negotiating. And that's a positive sign. There's been a lot of communication going on over the last couple of weeks, and nobody can afford to miss a game. Neither side wants to miss any football, so let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope that they can get things done the next few weeks.
Where will you be when college and professional football kick off this fall?
Well, I will be at the Auburn University. My youngest son, Trent, is playing football at Auburn, so I will be at Auburn University watching him play in their
War
Open.
Eagle.
There you go.
Coach Fisher, for those of you who don't know, was asked to induct Rascal Flatts into membership in the Music City Walk of Fame. And that was the first time you'd had an opportunity to do something like that, because you have a lot of great friends in the music business, but certainly the Rascal Flatts guys.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was really honored when they called me. You know, I've done some things with them, gotten to know them over the years. They're great guys. You know, you talk about giving back to the community. I mean, they've done at Vanderbilt Hospital, and they've got their cancer wing going over there, and things are going great. And so when they called, I jumped on it. It happened to be bye weekend. Great timing. Didn't have a ball game. Was able to, you know, not only do the Auburn thing, but come back and induct them into the Walk of Fame. It was really a privilege.
Do you play or sing at all?
Oh, absolutely not. No. I may sing in the car with a window up, but that's
okay.
Not it.
I mean, when you got to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, let's touch on that now. You didn't sit around the campfire and strum a cowboy song or something?
No. There wasn't enough oxygen up there.
How did that come about? I know you wanted to go back to Wounded Warrior and one of the beneficiaries of your softball game.
You know, two soldiers last year, two single amputees, climbed the mountain. There was some attention publicity given to it, and one of the members of the National Football League, one of the guys that actually I did a USO tour with two summers ago, attended a banquet, and he thought, what a great idea to involve both the NFL and the Wounded Warrior Project. And so they put it together. I was contacted mid-February and jumped right on it, and you know, it was a tremendous opportunity. But the bottom line was 11 of us prepared you know, to make the climb, Kilimanjaro, which is the fourth tallest mountain in the world. It's the tallest freestanding mountain. It's basically an old volcano. And
how high is it?
It's 19,200 feet. It's in Tanzania in Africa, in East Africa. And so we did. And, you know, went up with four soldiers. You know, two were single amputees. Others had some other issues, obviously some physical issues they were dealing with. And everybody trained. We met up in New York and flew over, and 5.5 days later, most of us made it to the summit, and then it was a day and a half down. It was probably one of the greatest teams I've ever been associated with, one of the top teams, just the 11 of us. Teddy Bruschi, a former player for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Chad Lewis, great guy, played 10 years in the league as a tight end for the Rams and the Eagles, and then six people from the project, Wounded Warrior Project, four soldiers. As a matter of fact, three of the four that I climbed with are going to be participating in the softball game Saturday night. They're going to come into town, and we're going to have a reunion already. The experience was so incredible.
Coach Jeff Fisher, we are so glad to have you join us this morning and celebrate with us so many things in your life, including wonderful Titans memories. And will you be in the booth at all? Is that something we can look forward to in the future?
You know what? There's been some interest expressed, but I'm not going to decide not to do that this year. I'm truly going to take the time off, enjoy Auburn football, and just traveling, and maybe find another mountain or something. Who knows?
Jeff Fisher and friends, charity softball set for Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Greer Stadium. Thank you so much for being a part of the show on Coffee Country and Cody this morning, buddy.
And thanks for the opportunity, guys. Have a great week.
You too, buddy.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.